www.apostolic.org and click on the live webcast link.
You can join us for our radio broadcast Sundays at 9:30 a.m. on WQHY FM 95.5 out of Prestonsburg, Kentucky. You can also go to Q95FM.net, whether you live on the East Coast, West Coast, or around the world. That's Q95FM.net. You can also catch the television broadcast Sundays at 10 a.m. on the Tri-State CW, that's WQCW-TV, and you can watch us Sundays at 2 and 2:30 p.m. on Mountaintop Media TV. And if you don't get those cable channels or satellite service, you can still watch us Sundays at 2 and 2:30 simply by going to mountaintopmedia.com.
You can follow CAC Daily iCast on Facebook at CAC Daily. Follow our Phelps campus at CAC Phelps I, our Pikeville campus at Pikeville Apostolic, and Pastor McKinney at Pastor RDM. We're also on Twitter at CAC Daily iCast, the Phelps campus at CAC Phelps, the Pikeville campus at Pike UPC, and you can connect with Pastor McKinney at Pastor RDM. You can call in and leave your prayer requests and praise reports at 606-282-4108 or email those prayer requests and praise reports to cacdaily@cacphelps.org or cacdaily@cornerstoneapostolic.org. Let's now join Pastor McKinney as he takes us through another study in the Word.
Praise the Lord, everybody, and welcome to another CAC Daily iCast and just a little bit of church every day, home Bible study, 21st century style. And we certainly appreciate you joining us today as we study our way through the Word of the Lord. It is a Tuesday, and it is the 20th day of June, and we've had just a little bit of technical difficulties this morning, so hopefully we'll get through our teaching session without any major problems. So let's just pick up where we left off yesterday, and we want to pick up in verse number 15. We are in 2 Peter chapter 3, and we're going to start with verse 15. "And account that the long-suffering of our Lord is salvation, even as our beloved brother Paul also, according to the wisdom given unto him, hath written unto you. As also in all his epistles, speaking in them of these things, in which are some things hard to be understood, which they that are unlearned and unstable rest, as they do also the other scriptures, unto their own destruction. Ye therefore, beloved, seeing ye know these things before, beware lest ye also, being led away with the error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness." And I want to stop right there because there's just some good stuff right here that we need to study. And we want to go to the Lord in prayer. This is episode number 1030 of our study through the Word. Let's pray. Lord, we come before your presence, and we thank you, Lord, for this opportunity that you have blessed us to utilize this platform to teach your word. I pray, Lord, that you would bless us as we gather today, that we'll be able to expound your word fully, rightly dividing the word of truth, and help us to all leave here with more knowledge than we came, as we give you the praise in Jesus' mighty name. Amen, amen. Well, looking at verse 15, of course, we begin to see that an account that the long suffering of our Lord is salvation. Now, to put that in more simpler terms, you can just say, remember, our Lord's patience gives people time to be saved. You see, the Lord is long-suffering, and it's not his will that any should perish. So with his long-suffering, it becomes salvation, an opportunity for salvation, an opportunity to be saved. And so, we need to not look at his long-suffering as a delay, and that's kind of what Peter's trying to explain to them. He hasn't delayed his coming. It's not just a fairy tale. It's not just something made up. he's desiring to give everybody an opportunity to be saved. That's how much the Lord loves you. That's how much he loves me. And so with that said, we also see this is also what Paul wrote about. And Paul gave this wisdom and when he wrote unto him. So Peter's fallen back unto the scripture that says, in the mouth of two or three witnesses, let every word be established. So now that Peter has said this, he's saying, even Paul said this. Even Paul referred to this and has given wisdom unto you when he wrote unto you. And then he goes on to say something I think is very important, because not only is he saying that in all of Paul's epistles, he's speaking in them of these things in which are some things just hard to be understood. Sometimes when you read the Word of God, it's sometimes hard to understand what is being said. It becomes something that you keep studying, you keep praying, and the Lord will reveal these things unto you that you need to know. And so that's, when you come across something that you say, oh, that's just too hard to understand, don't just bypass it and go on, hang out there and keep reading it, keep studying it, keep referencing it, and keep praying about it. And because some things are hard to understand. And it says, which they that are unlearned and unstable rest. Now, what does that word rest mean? I want to kind of give you the full Greek definition of that. And it means that it becomes a something that they wrench. You know, have you ever heard somebody say, oh, I wrenched my back, or I wrenched my wrist? So this word rest, means to twist or to torture, metaphorically to pervert. So the unlearned and the unstable try to change this and pervert this. They twist it. Have you ever heard somebody say they twisted the truth? And usually when they say that, it's they took the truth and they twisted it to make it what they wanted it to be. Well, now Peter is saying that, you know, the unstable. And also, if I could back up just to that word unlearned, and I'll give you the Greek in unlearned. Unlearned is just ignorant. They just don't have an understanding. They haven't studied the scriptures, or they haven't really dedicated themselves to learn the word of the Lord and submit to the Lord. So they begin to twist and they begin to pervert the very word of the Lord. Now, with that said, not just the unlearned, but also the unstable. And the unstable in the Greek means them that are not fixed. They're not fixed. They're not settled. They're not stable. Have you ever met someone in the Word or someone that goes to church and they're just so unsettled? They're so unstable. They can't stay anywhere very long. They can't sit under a pastor very long. They can't, submit themselves to the work of the Lord very long. They might have a spurt of energy and a spurt of, wanting to do something for the Lord, and then all of a sudden it just dies down. And maybe it's because it's work, or maybe it's because it's something that's difficult. But whatever it is, this word unstable simply means, just kind of, there's a word here called vacillating, and it's unfixed, it's unstable, it's unsteadfast, it's something that's constantly moving. If you've ever seen a sine wave that does that right there, well, that is kind of the way an unstable person is. They're down, They're up, they're down, they're up, they're here, they're there. And those type people begin to twist the word of the Lord. You need somebody stable. Pastors, you need to be stable. You need to be stable and steadfast in your teaching, preaching, lifestyle. Be someone who is not partial. Just be the same year after year after year. And with that said, you need to sit and learn under people like Peter, Paul, and pastors and preachers today who are not twisting the word, who are not unstable, and who are not unlearned by all means, but people who know the word and are rightly dividing the word of truth. That means so much in our world today because our world is trying to twist the word of God, trying to make it of none effect, trying to make it of something that people will question. And we need to know that the word is solid. It's forever settled. And quit listening to all of this craziness in the world that says, oh, we can do this and love is love no matter who you love or what you love. No, the Bible has strict guidelines into who we are to love, who we are to date, who we are to marry. That's right. It's all in the Word of God. But unstable and unlearned people begin to twist it. So if you see somebody trying to twist the Word to suit their own narrative or to suit their own way, stay away from that person. That person's not going to help you understand the Word of God. They're going to confuse you. And it says, as they do also the other scriptures. It's not just about the coming of the Lord and all of that. They twist all the scriptures. And what do? They twist these scriptures to their own destruction. So why would you want to follow someone that's destroying themselves? If we're not careful, we will find ourselves following people because they're charismatic, they're exciting, they got a good personality, they got a big church, they got a little church, they got no church. If we're not careful, we'll start following people that are not stable, they're unlearned, they're unstable, they're twisting scriptures to meet the narrative that they want it to meet, and then they do that to their own destruction. Peter's not cutting any corners. He says, if you do this, you're going to destroy yourself. Destruction is coming. You know, the Word of God is stable. It's stable 100 years ago. It's stable today. It'll be stable until the Lord comes back. It is stable. It doesn't change. So you don't have to worry about, well, I wonder what the Word's going to mean today. Because have you ever noticed that, like, for instance, if you got a contract with someone, sometimes athletes have contracts, railroad employees have contracts, the United Mine workers have contracts, other people have contracts, and those are always changing. But the Word of God does not change. You don't have to worry about doing something today and then say, well, it's going to change next week, so I got to figure out what I got to do next week. Our tax laws change all the time. Our constitution changes. Laws of the land change. But the Word of God does not change. And with that understanding, we need to know that the Word of God will be our stability. In any generation, it'll be our stability. Even when we feel like that maybe, the world around us has a new vision or a world around us has something that somebody says, oh, it's popular, it's exciting. And remember, don't follow somebody just because they're exciting to be around. Don't follow somebody just because they're charismatic. Don't follow somebody just because other people are following them. Follow the Word of God. and set under people that don't wrestle with the word or pervert the word or twist the word, but set under people that take the word line upon line and precept upon precept. And if you'll do that, you know what? You're going to be stable. You're going to be stable. You're going to be learned in the word. You're going to be stable, and you're going to be strong, and you're not going to be led astray. Because look what happens. Not only their own destruction, but it says, ye therefore, beloved, seeing ye know these things, and I'll bring this up, ye know these things before, beware. Now that word beware is very important. Beware lest ye also, being led astray with the error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness. Now, that is plain spoken. Beware lest you are swept off your feet unless you are carried away by the mistakes, the false teaching, the twisting of the word. Peter was worried about people that were drawn in by, we always called them back in the day, charismatic cowboys who come into a region and, oh, they're the best thing since sliced bread. I know particularly one incident where this person just comes out of nowhere and all of a sudden they are just the best thing since sliced bread. Everybody, we got to go to that church. We got to be a part of that church. That church is exciting. That church is having revival. That church is growing. And the pastor ended up being a homosexual. That's right. So be careful. Just because something is exciting, your friends may even tell you, oh, you need to be a part of this. Look and see if it's the word of God is solid in their life, and they're not trying to twist it and make it something it's not. Because if we're not careful, just as it says right here on the screen where you're looking at this scripture, being led away, beware, beware lest you being led away with the error of the wicked fall from your own steadfastness. We need to be steadfast in the word. And don't let nobody pull you away. I tell people this all the time. Sometimes they receive it. Sometimes it just like is, you can almost see them roll their eyes. Don't let anybody pull you away from holiness. Don't let anybody pull you away from steadfastness. Don't let anybody talk you into going fishing on Sunday morning. You go to church. Don't let anybody talk you into, you know, laying out of church just because, you know, well, I don't feel like going today. If we're not careful, people, you know, this is something that is influenced, of course, by evil spirits. It's not of God, but people that are influenced by the devil and twisting the word and perverting the word will pull at you and cause you to just fall. Now, notice that word fall. That word fall is, to me, word that literally means that you leave where you were. You know, if you backslide, you move back from where you were. Backsliding can be everything from saying, I don't believe that anymore, or I don't want to live like that anymore, or I don't want to be a part of that anymore. Withdrawing from the Lord, withdrawing from the church, withdrawing from what you were doing in the church. If we're not careful, we'll think backsliding is only when people just go back out in the world and quit serving the Lord. But backsliding starts way before that. So if we're not careful, we can fall. We can fall from our own steadfastness. Now, I want to bring that word fall because it's something that I think when you fall from something, you are being driven out, you are losing or becoming inefficient you're failing, you're not effective anymore. So be careful that people don't render you ineffective with none effect. Oh, I used to sing in the choir. I used to worship and but now I just sit there. Who rendered you that way? Who caused you to fall from your own steadfastness? Oh, I used to teach Sunday school and now I just sit on a pew. Who caused you to fall from your own steadfastness? Who twisted the scripture? Who twisted the word of God and perverted it in such a way that now you just sit and do nothing for the Lord? Oh, you might say, Pastor, you know, I'm going to take a break. Who convinced you to fall? That word fall means to be cast away, to fail, to take none effect, to drop, I like this, to drop away. In other words, how many's ever heard of a dropout? You know, you can have school, you can be a dropout at school, you can be a dropout in college, you can be a dropout in the workforce, you can be a dropout in about anything that you start but you don't finish. You can be a spiritual dropout. That's right. That'll preach, won't it? Spiritual dropout. In fact, I'm going to make a note of that because that is such a good understanding. Spiritual dropouts. That's what that word means. To fall from your own steadfastness. Be a spiritual dropout. You're failing God when you was doing something for God. You're walking away. You're dropping out. You're falling from your own steadfastness. Now, the New Living Translation says this: you already know these things, dear friends, so be on guard. Then you will not be carried away by the errors of these wicked people and lose your own secure footing. In other words, your foot would slip and you would backslide. You would fall. Nobody likes to fall, right? I don't know anybody that falls and gets up and says, boy, that was good. I'm going to do it again. When you fall, it hurts. When you fall, sometimes it renders you unable to get back up, unable to continue doing what you was doing. You know, you might be working around the house and fall off a ladder and break your leg, and that renders you unable to finish what you was doing. That's the way it is when people, these wicked people, begin to twist and change and pervert the word and pull at you. And they can be popular. Wickedness is not always seeing evil eyeball to eyeball. Sometimes wickedness comes in a package of friendliness, a package of popularity, a package of alluring. That's what Peter's been talking about all through our study. And he says, be careful that you don't fall from your own steadfastness. Now, the Message Bible says it this way: but you, friends, are well warned. Be on guard, lest you lose your footing and get swept off your feet by these lawless and loose-talking teachers. I want to close with that in verse 17, so we'll pick up in verse 18. Well, I'll tell you what, we're almost done with the chapter. Let's just go down to verse 18. But grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Grow in grace. Don't fall. Don't be persuaded. Don't be a dropout. Don't be pulled away. But here's what you got to do. You got to grow. Grow. Grow in grace and in knowledge of what? Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That's what we got to do. To Him be glory both now and forever. Amen. And so, we wanted to finish that out so that we could, we'll start another study in chapter, I guess we'll go to the Word of the Lord in our study, tomorrow in a new book and a new chapter. But with closing in this, have you been pulled lately by somebody trying to pull you out of church, trying to convince you that you don't have to live separate from the world, holy? You don't have to dress modest. You don't have to dedicate yourself to church attendance and all of this. If you've had anybody that's tried to pull you from that, this is the wickedness that Peter is talking about. Don't fall. Don't fall. This is something that I think that we need to understand. Don't fall from your own steadfastness. If you're dedicated, stay dedicated. If you're faithful, stay faithful. If you're steadfast, stay steadfast. Don't fall from your own steadfastness. Well, I want to go to the Lord in prayer, and I want us to pray today that the Lord is going to give us the strength that we need, going to give us the knowledge we need, and we begin to grow in grace and in knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and we will not be spiritual dropouts. Let's pray. Lord, we come before your presence and we thank you for this opportunity that you blessed us to be gathered here today. I thank you, Lord, for the study of your word. I pray that we have rightly divided the word of truth, expounded it fully, and that we will all understand that if we're not careful, they are our teachers, preachers, people in authority in our life that will twist the word and change the word and pervert the word to try to pull us away from our own steadfastness. Help us not to fall from our steadfastness, but help us, Lord, to stay steadfast, dedicated, faithful to you. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. That was a great study, wasn't it? That was a great study. And I tell you, when you start looking at the scriptures and you start seeing all of the things that that are available for us to learn, when you start learning those things, hold on to them. What you learn in the Word and receive in the Word, hold on to. Don't let nobody, I call it prying your hands loose from it. Bible teaches us to buy the truth and sell it not. So hang on with all your might, because there's people out there, maybe your friends, maybe coworkers, maybe somebody, a neighbor, a friend, somebody that you respect, maybe another preacher, maybe somebody that you just met. They may try to pull you away from your own steadfastness. You remember, I'm not falling for that trick. You just say, I'm not falling for that. I'm going to hold on to what I know is the Word of God. Amen. Well, we do have our trivia question up and running. And, of course, we'll start, as we said, we're going to start in a new chapter and a new verse tomorrow, and that'll be in 1 John. So, that's going to be some good study there in 1 John. as we start that study. So you don't want to miss that. You want to hang in there, and you want to be a part of that. But with that said, we want to remind you that our trivia question, that's what we're closing out with. What did Pharaoh give his daughter as a dowry when she became Solomon's bride? All you got to do is go to the Facebook page of CAC Daily, click on the link. It'll take you where you need to go, and we'll have the results on tomorrow's broadcast. Everybody have a great day. Enjoy your day, because we are out of here.
On behalf of Pastor McKinney and the congregation of Cornerstone Apostolic Church, we would like to invite you and your family to come and visit with us. We feel that you will enjoy the Spirit-filled atmosphere as we worship the Lord together in spirit and in truth. We have Sunday school classes for all ages, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. and 11 a.m., and Wednesday evening service at 7 p.m. The adults meet in the main sanctuary, while the youth meet in the CAC Youth Sanctuary. You can also catch our services live by going to cornerstoneapostolic.org and click on the live webcast link during our regular and special scheduled services. If you missed a service, you can still watch that service in its entirety by going to cornerstoneapostolic.org and click on the video archives link. Come on out to Cornerstone Apostolic Church and experience the power of Pentecost. We hope to see you in future services.